We find this in Parsha, Yaakov Inu embarks from Be'er Sheva, he heads out towards Choron, and they'll encounter the Avonim, the whole Chaloim of the foreseeing the Asidus of Kal Yisrael. And Yaakov, upon arising the next morning, makes merit to Kadosh Baruch when he says, "Amir likmi madi v'shmerani b'derech hazeh shenechi hoylech, v'notz ali lachem echel v'aglo b'ayshu Kadosh Baruch Hu, take care of me this whole way, and I return back home al beis Avi. I will firstly take this Eved and make him Matseva, I'll be based like him. And v'chol shatitin li aser asrenulach, everything you give me, everything you provide me with, aser asrenulach, I will give ma'aser on this." Now, the Gemara in Gittin cites that there's a takana made called takanas usha, which is more known as the iser of chaimish, or din of chaimish. And that is a prohibition that was enacted in usha that one may not give tzedakah more than 20% of his revach. The income that he's bringing in, he can't give more than 20%. As it's expressed in Shulchan Aruch, 20% is the ideal, 10% is the benchmark, the normal way for a yid to carry about his affairs, and less than that is an ayin ra. Now, how do they see this pasuk? It's not clear in the Gemara and Gittin how they came out of this pasuk with any iser. It seems that there are two separate ideals here. On the one hand, there's a tremendous mitzvah in giving chaymish. The Vilna Gaon, in a famous letter to his family when he left on an attempted voyage to Eretz Yisrael, he writes quite a very strong lashonis on almost like a chiyuv to give chaymish. It shouldn't be looked at as a really an ideal, a lofty ideal, but something which is really incumbent upon people to do if they have the wherewithal to do it. However, on the other hand, there's also an iser. So on the one hand, it's a very chashuv, it needs to hit 20%. On the other hand, one can't go over. So basically what happens is that Chazal saw that people were giving away their money to tzedakah. They're giving away to all sorts of needs, and they're giving away so much that they exceeded what they were able to give financially, to the point where they themselves were ruining their own financial stability, and they therefore had to eventually come on to others and be recipients of tzedakah by virtue of their generosity. So Chazal enacted a takana that one should not go above 20%. That was a fixed amount. Why did they pick a 20%? Once they saw the Yaakov Inu gave, there was an ideal to give 20%, they were kaveda at that amount. It was the highest amount, they believe the highest amount we find in Chazal that was ever given as a fixed amount was 20%. So they pegged it at that amount. That much you could do. You'd be noigas like Yaakov Inu, but not more than that. 20% for Zehu. Now, just halacha l'maisa, there are a few notable exceptions to this halacha. One of them is, which is cited by a few Rishonim, but practically maybe a little difficult, and that is Asher Muflag. If somebody has a tremendous amount of wealth, he's extremely financially well off. I'm not talking about somebody who is stable and has for the next 3-4 years. I'm talking about somebody who is extremely, extremely affluent and he has no problem whatsoever. Since the whole issue, the whole concern is that he will come on to other people. By giving away so much money, he will come on to other people. So here we have people who may very well give away millions of dollars and still not come on to other people because they're so financially secure. And even after they give away this money, they'll still be financially secure. In such a case, one would make a very strong argument that one would not be bound by chaymish. However, Moshe Feinstein points out, la halacha, especially practically in our times, money comes and money goes very fast. And even if somebody is quite well off, very often you can see it, unfortunately, many people, the money goes out pretty quick. So he says, really, one should not be negligent. And one, again, in extreme cases, perhaps, one could go beyond chaimish, but generally one should not do that. Another scenario is a case where an ani comes and asks you for money. So we've mentioned before that it's usher to turn away an ani empty-handed. What do you do? On the one hand, you might have a potential lav. On the other hand, you have a isder abanan to give more than a chaimish. So really, if someone has any anticipation of coming near chaimish, what he should do is, he should foresee this and try to cut back on the tzedakah he gives. Instead of giving large amounts of tzedakah, he should do a little bit less. But at the end of the year, it should even out. That even if he gives every single ani who comes, he gives $1 to these people, he still won't go over 20%. But if one actually comes to the point where he has given 20% and an ani puts out his hand and says, "Can you help me?" He would, according to most paiskim, chayim is only derbanan, except for the Vilna Gaon. Everyone else holds derbanan. The turning away ani empty-handed may well be a deraisa even in this scenario, which is subject to debate. Most places can hold that way. And lemaisa, one should give something small, but one should give something to every ani even in such a scenario. Another example would be a sekanas nefashos, a pidyon shvuyim, which obviously nothing stands before sekanas nefashos. And really, anytime you give tzedakah for another reason as well, meaning if someone had a yisachar zvulin, it's not just an element of tzedakah, it's tzedakah plus another mitzvah. If one has another mitzvah, that obviously is not bound by the parameters of tzedakah alone. A final afkamina, which also follows the same rationale. And that would be if somebody, b'shas misa, is writing a will. Obviously, we're not so concerned about his stability, post-mortem. So what happens is, if a guy wants to write in his will, he's giving away 70, 80, 90% of his money to tzedakah, there would be no problem to kanas usha. However, Chazal do say that it's not proper for one to give away all his money. One should be leaving over yerusha for his children. There's no clear fixed amount, a different discussion, different amounts. It seems that either a half one should leave over for his children, perhaps less than that. Da'kapana, one should not be mevatel yerusha legamri, even though takanas usha won't apply in that scenario. Hanukkah, Shemesh, Berkhazak, Shalvi, Kerem, Tarmitzvah, and the 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 Shalvi, Kerem,